Now, medical science offers you proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Yes, proof positive.
No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
The Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton with David Forrester and his orchestra, our singing star Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Bernard Felton, Pat McGeehan, and yours truly, Bud O'Connor. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular player and the star of the Raleigh Cigarette Program, Red Skelton.
Ladies and gentlemen, well, Rod, did you have fun at the California Country Club barn dance, huh?
Yes, Red, I did. It was a lot of fun. Not one fight.
No, Flynn couldn't make it.
Well, say, didn't the movie stars look strange all dressed up like farmers?
Yeah, imagine Johnny Weissmuller dressed in a leopard skin and a straw hat. Oh.
Hello, Rod.
Hi, Anita.
Hi, Anita. Say, didn't you enjoy the barn dance, Anita?
Yes, I did. Tell me, Red, what was that fancy new step you were doing?
That wasn't a new step. I was tripping on my garter.
Well, say, did you and Preston Foster have fun playing pin the tail on a donkey?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun until those Republicans came in and start using ice picks.
Oh, wasn't everyone surprised when Frank Borzage, the director, won the milking contest?
Yeah, he pulled his team right up to first place.
Well, he at least made a good showing in that potato sack race.
Yeah.
Where'd you ever learn to run in those potato sacks?
Didn't you see that overcoat the Army gave me?
Well, you were raised on a farm, weren't you?
Yeah, back in Vincennes, Indiana, but we didn't have very good farm. One year our wheat was so short we had to lather it before we could cut it.
Well, do farmers make much money?
Oh, they could if they could sidetrack their bills as easily as Congress does. But we solved our farming problem.
How?
Moved to the city.
Well, you don't sound like you know much about a farm.
Look, there isn't anything about a farm I can't do.
Can you lay an egg?
I ain't doing bad, brother.
Well, did you ever delve into scientific farming?
Oh, yeah. Once I crossed a goat with an owl. See? Don't look for it. It ain't there. I crossed a goat with an owl once.
You did?
Yep.
Why did you cross an owl with a goat?
Here I come, folks. Why did I cross the goat with an owl?
Yeah.
Tried to raise hootenannies.
Now, medical science offers you proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Yes, proof positive.
No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Scientific tests of America's six biggest-selling brands based on a method used by the United States government. Tests certified by a jury of 14 distinguished doctors, including throat specialists, have proved conclusively. No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars. So no other is safer to smoke. Raleighs are right. Right for taste, right for throat. Enjoy Raleigh's rich tobaccos, that smoother, more satisfying Raleigh flavor. Remember, medical science offers you proof positive.
No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars. So, no other is safer to smoke than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
And now, Anita Ellis sings Irving Berlin's popular hit, They Say It's Wonderful.
They say that falling in love is wonderful. It's wonderful. So they say. And with a moon up above, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. So they tell me. I can't recall who said it. I know I never read it. I only know they tell me that love is grand. And the thing that's known as romance is wonderful, wonderful in every way, so they say. Can't recall who said it. I know I never read it. I only know that falling in love is grand. And to hold a man in your arms is wonderful, wonderful. In every way, so they
say. Thank you very much, Anita. Tonight we join the Hollywood Reporter and Variety in congratulating Jimmy Durante in his 30 years in show business. Now we open the Skelton scrapbook of satire, and the story is entitled People Who Hurt Others by Trying to Be Helpful.
Our characters are fictional. If there's any similarity to persons living, they ain't.
Chapter 139 is entitled Mr. Know-It-All. This is the story of Klim Kadiddlehopper, the fellow who wants to be helpful but never quite makes it.
Well, to hear all you. Wonderful. Dexter, I love those French songs, I do. Hildegard Kadiddlehopper, that's me. Well, I hope I make some money delivering these papers. I love to just scatter them around. Don't cost me a penny. I guess that's what they mean by freedom of the press, I guess. Dexter, read all about it. Wish I could. Well, there's Sarah Dew sitting on her front porch.
Well, howdy,
Clay. Well, Sarah Dew, howdy doody to you, too.
Clem, since when did you start delivering papers?
Since I stopped playing with the hockey team.
Well, why did you quit?
They finally got a real puck.
Delivering a paper tied up with a blue bow tie.
Well, that's for that pretty widow down the road there.
Clem, if you think the widow is attractive, you should have your head examined.
I did have my head examined. The doctor said it would make a mighty fine ashtray. Well, I kind of feel sorry for that widow, though. She got all that money and nobody to spend it on.
Clem, Kadiddlehopper, you only want her because her husband left her all that money.
Now, you just stop talking like that. You can't have none of them kind of remarks to me. I guess because I'd like her no matter who left it to her.
Your two-faced.
Well, I should hope so. Goodness, I look kind of silly walking around with one face for two heads, wouldn't I? I'm proud of that. That ain't in there.
Oh, Clem. Yep. Well, here comes Grandpa, and he looks good today. He's got color in his cheeks.
Yes, sir. Nice shade of purple in it, huh? Howdy, Grandpa.
Where's the paper, you young scout?
Here you are, you old lima bean, you. How are you?
What's that again?
I said, how are you feeling?
Fine. What are you shouting for?
I didn't mean to shout.
What's that again?
I said, I didn't mean to shout.
Look, Candlehead. You stop your gabbing and just give me my paper.
Well, here it is. You want me to read it to you?
You know you can't read.
It won't make any difference to you. You can't hear anyway.
Let's see that paper. Where did I put my glasses?
I think I saw them on the floor. Help me look for Graham's glasses, Clem.
Okay, they're around here. I found them.
Grandpa, Clem's been hanging around that widow again.
What? Why, Clem, you ought to know better than to hang around that widow. She might lead you astray.
Oh, I wouldn't think so. I know this country too well to be lost around here. Besides, every year this time I get the marrying urge, you know.
Well, Clem, have you ever thought to think what it would be like to be married to me?
Yes, I have. Kind of gruesome, isn't it?
But, Clem, you need me.
I need you like I need this hole in my head.
All right, Clem, if that's the way you feel, we're through.
Yes?
Now, just go peddle your papers, Dopey.
Oh, Dopey, huh? Well, we are through just for that. Don't expect me over here to eat anymore, either. Send my food over to me.
Sorry when some other fella comes along and marries you.
Won't be as sorry as he will. So long, Sarah Jew.
Clem, I'm sorry I lost my temper. Would you like me to drive you around to deliver your papers?
It's mighty neighborly of you, but I ain't to be bickered with you. Mighty sweet of you.
What's wrong here?
I don't know. Maybe you ought to spark plugs. I don't know. We're all looking at gas tanks. See if there's any gas. You got a match?
You're going to look into our gas tank with a match?
Sure.
Well, could I ask you a question?
Yes.
Well, won't it blow up?
Next question.
What do you do next?
Look for my head, I guess.
Now, medical science offers you proof positive. No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Rawley. Yes, proof positive. No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Rawley. Douglas Fairbanks, Jr., famous actor and producer, says, quote,
figures don't lie, and I've seen the figures on America's six leading cigarettes. Medical science has proved no other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars. Thus, no other is safer to smoke.
You're right, Douglas Fairbanks, Jr. Those tests were based on a method used by the United States government. So enjoy Rawley's rich tobaccos, that more satisfying Rawley flavor. And remember, medical science offers you proof positive. No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars. So, no other is safer to smoke than the new, smoother, better-tasting Rawley.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we have a surprise for Red. Among other things, we've discovered that Red also writes music. And the following is a David Forrester arrangement of a symphonic number written by Red Skelton, entitled Junior's Lullaby. David Forrester and his orchestra. Thank you.
David Forrester and his wonderful musicians. I put that in, see, now. Chapter 140 is entitled People Who Hurt Others is entitled The Piano Tuner. Children always try to be helpful, but they seldom succeed. But when they do ring the bell of success, it's loud and clear for all who listen.
Junior.
Yeah,
yeah. Now, you see, I'll see you in the sunshine. And please be good.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, there's Mr. Fowler over there painting his house. He didn't advertise his books, so they got to paint his house. Today's when he bakes his pies. Maybe I could snitch one. I'll just run over and make a little friendly call. That's what I'm going to do. Mr. Fowler.
Well, Junior, hello, hello, hello.
Shut up. Hiya, Mr. Fowler. How's your tom-toms, huh? How's my friend, huh? How's his friend?
He's too friendly. Something's cooking.
Hey, I need your advice about something. Should I eat pie with a fork or a spoon?
Well, a fork, of course.
Oh, well, now, you see, I didn't know that before. You don't happen to have an old pie around that could pack it on. Just a widow one, maybe, you know?
Sorry, not today.
I kind of... Could I have a glass of water, please?
Well, certainly. Go into the kitchen and get it yourself.
Okay.
Only stay away from my pie.
Yes. Now, what makes you think I would go near you pie? Goodness. Well, tell me, what part of the kitchen should I stay away from?
Well, just see that you don't go near the cabinet over there. No, Junior. I'm not falling for that.
You didn't fall, but you sure lean, though. I don't know.
Well, if you're good, later I'll make you a sandwich.
A sandwich? You mean with lettuce?
Yes.
Bacon?
Yes.
With tomato?
Yes.
Plenty of mayonnaise on it?
Yes.
Wouldn't feed it to a dog. Hey, look, the oranges is ripe, I see. The oranges is ripe.
Well, why don't you go pick an orange for yourself?
What a delightful suggestion, you know.
Junior!
No, I didn't do that. Right, now, I don't know exactly, but from the tone of your voice, I didn't do something.
I just want to know what you're doing now.
I'm meeting an orange.
Well, don't be domestic.
Hmm?
Wipe your chin off.
But hey, it's hooked on. I don't think the world is ready for another Andy Dump, you know.
I think you'd better come inside.
Okay, okay.
And before I forget,
right.
Do you know anything about the mop? It looks as though someone has been at it with the scissors.
Now, who would do a thing like that? Oh.
Oh, what?
Oh, I guess you haven't seen that Mexican hairless dog down the street, have you? He's kind of woolly now.
Come here, young man.
No, no. Oh, saved by the bell. Somebody at the door. Somebody at the door.
Junior, if that's the piano tuner, I want you to be on your best behavior.
Oh, what's by him?
Well, dear, he's blind.
Oh.
And you mustn't get in the way.
Oh, okay. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Oh, is this around to fix the piano?
Yes, it is. Come right. Oh, what a nice dog. You know, I had a doggy once.
Yes, you did?
Yeah, he was the handiest little thing. Never had to wash me face all the time I had him. He's nice.
Yeah, he likes you. He's letting you pet him.
I thought you couldn't see.
Well, although I can't see the way you do, I have other senses that are so sensitive I can tell what you're doing by vibration.
Oh.
Now, where's the piano I'm to?
Well, now, let's see if you can find it. I will give you a few. I'll go over and I'll vibrate on it. Wait on you now. I just hope I don't get in trouble with Patrillo, you know.
That's enough.
Hmm?
Goodness, the piano is a delicate instrument.
Yeah, moneymakers, too, yeah, you know.
Oh? You earn money by playing?
Yeah, they pay me to keep away from it, eh? Hey, let's see if you can find it. Come on, let's see if you can find the piano.
Hmm? I told you about that piano. Oh, hello. I'm the lady of the house.
Yeah, so the mortgage comes due anyhow.
Well, I'm Pat, the piano tuner.
Oh.
Is it all right to keep my dog inside? Some people won't allow my guide dog to come inside. Only last week I was asked to leave a restaurant because a lady customer complained.
Well, now, ain't that awful? I know it's bad, but I hope she has all kinds of bad luck. I hope she has a million little kids, all of them just like me.
Junior, how can you wish such a horrible thing on anybody?
You sure love me, don't you?
This piano seems rather low. The legs are so short.
Yeah, well, I can explain that. You made a mistake giving me a carpenter set for Christmas.
You did?
Yes, I did. I'm just waiting for somebody to sit down on that bench.
You didn't, Junior. You're kidding.
You just keep laughing, kiddo. That's all. You wait till somebody sits down and has to reach up to play.
About our piano. Lately, it seems to Timmy.
Yeah, it's so bad that when we play them golden slippers, they come out brassy, you know.
Then let's not bother the gentleman.
Yes.
Junior,
hmm?
Help the man with his tools.
I will not let him get him themselves.
Now, let's not be too smart, young man. Where are your manners?
Help me. I wasn't being smart. I just wanted to know that I didn't think he was helpless, my dog.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're not, either. Them old itchy palms of yours, they gotta be scratched by hitting something.
Oh, poor little baby.
Yes, poor little baby.
Bless his little heart.
Yeah, bless his little heart.
No, it didn't really hurt, did it?
Yes.
No, we got this routine all the time.
Well, I better get to work here.
Now, Junior,
huh?
You be good. If you're good, I'll take you to the ball game.
Oh, boy. Hey, I bet you never see the ball game, did you, huh?
Oh, yes. I play baseball.
No.
I bowl and ride horses, too.
His grandma, he plays baseball and rides horses.
Oh,
he does.
Nice.
Yes.
I'll bet he wishes he could.
Oh, but I do. We have our own blind bowling team, and my average is 145.
No kidding.
Yes. You know, there are ever so many activities for the blind. We have a big recreation program on now, and we hope to make it worldwide.
Well, I certainly would love to help.
Me too.
You can.
Huh.
And the most it will cost is just a few minutes of your thinking time.
Oh?
Everyone looks for an emotional outlet. It's too bad our loved ones unconsciously make us feel helpless. They think we're their responsibility. Sometimes they let their sympathetic devotion make them too possessive. They don't realize that by waiting on us hand and foot, they make us feel like burdens instead of loved ones.
You know what I think?
What?
I think maybe the man upstairs chose a few of his little kitties to be like you so that the other people might be able to understand his intended beauties and everything.
That's right, sir.
Your grandma said that to me.
That's fine. You see, through our darkness, we see farther and better than eyes that search only for ways to keep their fellow man. We can't see a man's color or appearance that might be a clue to his nationality. We can only listen, absorb his teaching, and accept him for the good he has within him. Sonny, if our recreation program is successful, we will be able to let the world see great, great talent and great Christ.
No, I like you, I guess.
I like you, too.
Well, I guess, too.
And your grandmother.
Yeah, she's a nice old kid, she is.
And you know, you gave me a chance to talk.
Huh?
And you're good listener.
Yeah. Hey, shall I tell you what's wrong with the piano?
Hmm? No, I think I know.
She does?
Do you look at many comic books?
Shh, not so loud! Not so loud!
goodness, Grandma, you were here, you know.
Well, I'd say that you had your favorite comic books hidden right here in the piano.
Trapped like a rat.
What's wrong with the
now,
piano?
Now, wait a minute. Now, if you're going to spank me, I guess I better get the hairbrush because I don't want you to use your bare hands. They're so pretty, so soft, so Jergens-like, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, the most beautiful slappers in the world. The meat hook of yours is so beautiful, you know.
All right, dear. Run along.
She's really got these bare hands, but I got my spinal column to look out for, you know.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we would like you to meet Bob Anderson, president of Blind Activities and Recreations Incorporated.
As a member of Blind Activities and Recreation Incorporated, I want to thank you for bringing our message to your audience. And through your radio program and a Pete Smith short, which you've done at MGM, we hope to bring our message and what the blind can do in the field of sports and recreation and the morale that it builds. We're building a home and recreation center here in Los Angeles, and we hope that the country will follow our plan. And we do need help from everyone. So I want to thank you again, Red, for telling the nation how we blind really feel. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob.
Remember, we'll all be back to the next Tuesday at the same time. Red Skelton, David Forrester, and his orchestra, and Alice, Berta Felton, Gigi Pearson, Pat McGee, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. Until next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening.
Brown Williamson invites you to other good listening throughout the week. Hear Hildegard tomorrow night in the new Penguin Room, and People Are Funny with Art Linkletter Friday night. And return with Red Skelton next Tuesday. Red Skelton has heard of this program through the courtesy of Metro Golden Mayer. Sir Walter Raleigh, the pipe tobacco that rates superior on all five pouts. Check them. A rich, ripe, full-bodied, burly blend. Sir Walter Raleigh, mellow good rum for extra smoothness, deep down, satisfying goodness. That's Sir Walter Raleigh, clean smoking all the way down. No soggy heel, leaves only a clean, dry ash. And that's Sir Walter Raleigh, crimp cut for slow, even, cool burning. Yes. Sir Walter Raleigh, the brand of grand aroma. Keeps home, sweet home. It's Sir Walter Raleigh. Sooner or later, your favorite tobacco. Yes, a favorite in the Army, Navy, Marines, and Coast Guard. The men everywhere who appreciate quality pipe smoke. Try Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco of America. Red Skelton is brought to you by the Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation.